every bump, every result. Length Bumps 2012 on Cam FM 97.2. And we are now ready to go straight across to our presenters who are live at the riverbank, ready to give us all of the commentary on our next race. I'm going to go to Em now. Hello, Em.
Hi, Anne. How's it going? It's all very nice down here. Getting a bit cold now, I have to say. The light's getting worse. But it's been a very exciting first two divisions, and hopefully the men's division three will be just as exciting. So now we've just had the 1 minute cannon. I'm going to hand over to Tim, who's going to go through the starting order. Tim?
Great. So thanks, Em. With about 30 seconds to go, we've got Angler Ruskin, M1. Angler Ruskin 1, followed by Magdalen 2, Darwin 1, Peterhouse 2, Churchill 2, Selwyn 2, first and third, that's Trinity 3, Trinity Hall 2, Clare 2, Kings 2, Jesus 3, Hughes Hall 1, Robinson 2, St. Cat's 2, Keys 3, Girton 2, LMBC 3, and at the end, Clare Hall 1, who I believe won M4, and that puts them at the bottom of this starting lineup. That's it. That's the first gun. It's gone off, and see them all trying to get a nice powerful start off in the distance. Coming up at the front, we've got Anglia Ruskin, who I was watching earlier, come up to the starting point, and they were looking very strong. Here they are, very good rhythm, going very straight, very fast, very, very strong. Lots of people following them on bikes. They're looking absolutely fantastic. They're a good two lengths in front of Magdalen in pink, who are chasing. They're two lengths behind. Again, the speed here is absolutely fantastic. They're absolutely storming. About a length and a half behind, we have Darwin, who, I don't know what to say, everyone's looking so strong, but they are catching very slowly with Magdalen ahead. Behind them, we've got Peterhouse, a good length and a half behind Darwin. Lots of people cycling past, making a lot of noise. A good three lengths behind them, we have Churchill, this is close. Looks like Churchill about to be bumped by Selwyn. They're catching up, and right in front of me, and they have just been bumped. They have been bumped by Selwyn. Churchill have been bumped by Selwyn. What a fantastic, fantastic thing to see. Right in front of me. Anyway, they've been bumped by Selwyn, and behind we've got the first and third, looking very, very powerful. Just having to move slightly out of the way, the two that have just come to the side. Behind them are about a length. We've got Trinity Hall.
Okay. Tim, do you want to come to me? Because it looks like Magdalen are about to be bumped by Darwin. Darwin are coming up very close, but just behind them, Peterhouse. This is all so close down here. But Darwin, we're closing on Magdalen. This is so tight around the corner. Magdalen look like they can't hang on. And the whistles are going. They're coming over within them. It looks like Darwin are about to bump up, which is very exciting. But they're not too far behind, are you? It's so close. It's so close. If Magdalen can hold on, they can even bump up onto ARU, we can tell. And it looks like Magdalen are about to be bumped. Oh, I can't quite see. But just behind them, Peterhouse are also looking very strong, although they're taking a very dodgy line around Grassy Corner, which is going to cost them. Over to you, Ollie. What do you see down there?
Ollie here. I've been dropped out of the conference call.
Shit. Hello? Come on, Tennessee! Hello? Hello?
Okay, so just in the silence, from the front, I've got that St. Cat's bumped Robinson. Right, okay. In the first length. St. Cat's bumping Robinson.
Okay, I can say that it's all looking extremely close to first and third, Trinity Hall and Clare. It looks like Trinity Hall are going to bump first and third, but Clare too are very, very close behind, so who can tell what's going to happen there. I've just got Kings rowing through. It looks like they're going to row over.
Come on, boys.
Yes, Emma.
I'm here on long reach, and we can see Anglia Ruskin rowing far ahead of Magdalen. They just turned around this corner, and they're storming.
Okay, fantastic. Coming through at Grassy here then, we've got Keys, followed closely by Girton, followed closely by LMBC, but Clara looking quite far behind. So it could be a thumbs up for Girton 2, onto Keys 3, coming around Grassy. But there's a lot in it. They came close around the corner, but now Keys are pulling away again. I can't see. Ollie, are you there? Can you give us an update as to what's going on around Ditton?
Go on, Nadia!
Okay, can't hear Ollie at all. Emma, do you want to give us...
Hello?
Just from the start as well, it looks like Jesus might have bumped Hughes Hall. I'm going to have to confirm that, but way back at the start, way near the bridge, it looks like Jesus had bumped Hughes Hall.
Do you mean Hughes Hall had bumped upon Jesus? Sorry, yes, going back to Emma.
Hello, I can confirm that Darwin had bumped Magdalen. Peterhouse are rowing past now, just behind Anglia Ruskin on the long reach. And behind them
okay.
Are Trinity Hall. It's looking very close between Clare and Trinity Hall. Just coming into Longreach, they're about a boat length apart. Half a boat length.
Sorry guys, apologies, I got that wrong. It looks like Hughes Hall actually bumped someone else. Not quite sure who. Probably Jesus, I think. Yeah, Jesus. Hughes Hall bumped Jesus.
Hit Hall are closing in on Birkenside. Hit Hall and Birkenside on Longreach.
Okay, so...
Hit Hall.
So, it... Go on, sorry.
Not yet.
Hit Hall are closing in on first and third on Longreach, and just behind them, Clare are also making really good progress. There are inches between them. Getting very close. Yes, there's been a bump. There's been a bump between Hit Hall and first and third. Hit Hall have bumped first and third on the last stretch of Longreach.
Okay, thank you, Emma. So to run through so far what looks like is going on, Anglia Ruskin looks to have rowed over. Darwin bumped up on Magdalen 2. Peterhouse 2, not sure what's going on, but they were coming close to ARU at the front. Selwyn had bumped up on Churchill. First and third 3 had been bumped by Trinity Hall 2. Not sure what's going on with Clare 2 and Kings 2, but it looks like there's going to be 2 rowovers. Hughes Hall bumped Jesus 3 at the beginning. St. Cat's 2 bumped up on Robinson 2, close to the start. And Keys 3, Burton 2, and LMBC 3, as well as Clare Hall, all look like they're going to row over. But we're going to pass back to the studio and confirm that for you in a few minutes. So back to you, Anne.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, Em. What an exciting, another really exciting race there. We will, as Em just told you, confirm results in about 5 minutes or so. We are going straight back to the river now, where Emma is down at the results tent, ready to tell us all the latest on what's happened with that exciting race we just had. Hello, Emma.
Hello there.
Hello.
Hello. Right, shall I just go on with the results?
Yes, please do. Please
okay.
do.
Okay, it's been an exciting one. Anglia Ruskin M1 rose over, so they've gone into the sandwiched boat for next race. Magdalen M2 were bumped by Darwin M1, sorry. Peterhouse M2 rose over. Churchill M2 were bumped by Selwyn M2. First and third, that's Trinity M3, were bumped by Trinity Hall M2. Clare M2 rose over. Kings M2 rose over. Jesus M3 were bumped by Hughes Hall M1. Robinson M2 were bumped by St. Catherine's M2. Keys M3 was bumped by Girton M2. Lady Margaret 3 rode over and Clare Hall 1 rode over.
Perfect. Thank you. Thank you very much, Emma.
Okay. Thanks very much.